Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's toilet bowl cleaner disinfects both the toilet brush and bowl for 2-in-1 disinfection, killing 99.9% of viruses and bacteria. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20. Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes,
y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42.
Puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Back with another episode of K100 Sports. Let's start it off with some college. Let's start off probably, well, the biggest news, Michigan, the national champions, right? It was incredible because what nobody could do to the quarterback from Penix from Washington the whole year, not Oregon, not Utah, actually Oregon twice, they were able to do. They were able to rush him. The secondary was fucking on point. They're old school Michigan. Bo Schembechler. Yeah, would have been happy. This was smash mouth Michigan football, running the fucking thing down your throat. You had two guys that went over 100 yards. The guy that came back who had 1,000 yards last year, Karam, I think is his name. They just blew up in that fourth quarter. What do you think of that game?
I didn't even bet it, right? Because I just wasn't really that interested in it because I would prefer that Alabama would have been in it because then I could have like had a rooting interest to get. I did not want Alabama to win, but I thought they would win, you know, because I thought my conspiracy theory I thought would hold true, but it didn't. So, but during the game, when Washington got down pretty decent early, I bet on the in-game betting that I took Washington plus 16.5 points. And I thought I was sitting on a winner there for a while just at the end.
Well, they were close until the fourth quarter.
I know, until about 7 minutes left, and then I'm like watching this unfold, and I'm like, oh my god, how am I going to lose this? But I didn't bet much. I was just
talking about Alabama. What a shocker! Nick Saban retires, right?
Yeah, nobody saw it. That was weird because that came out of the absolute nowhere.
Well, not only that, Glenn, the guy lost to the eventual national champions. Fucking, what was it, like 27-20 in overtime? I mean, it wasn't like he had a bad year, but like he said that you know, he was tired, that, you know, it was very draining, the grind of recruiting and prepping and traveling and, you know, talking to alumni and all that shit. And it just got to him. He's 72 years old. Then he said, now we know where he's going, because, as you know, Pat McAfee has that show on Tuesday. He has a show on Thursdays. He said, a lot of people told me it's too late to become an 80-year-old commentator. So that looks like where he's going, you know.
Pat McAfee show like Aaron Rodgers does?
No. He's got his own show on Thursdays.
Oh, he does have his own show. I didn't know that. Yeah. Yeah. Let me tell everybody about Nick Saban. Is that, you know, I grew up, you know, everybody, we grew up with this guy. He is the reason that you say nice guys finish last, because guys like him finish first. You know, he was very crazy. You know, so it's like he's very just very disliked by everybody. Kind of like, you know, him and Bill Belichick had a lot of admiration for each other. Like Belichick would like fly to Tuscaloosa and sit and like meet with Saban and just say, you know, very similar, because, you know, but both of them are the best of the college and the best of the NFL. Correct. He had a stint in the NFL. It didn't go well, and when he went to the Miami Dolphins, he didn't.
He had heat with me for that.
Well, he didn't do well, but he only hung around for like a couple of years and just, you know, like.
Yeah, and he said really he wasn't going to leave, and he left. Yeah. So he had a lot of heat with me. Yeah.
Yeah, but we never really knew what type of NFL coach he could have been. I thought he may maybe quit too soon on the NFL. You know what I'm saying? Right. Because he's obviously, you know, the thing about him is Alabama was a, you know, 3 yards in a cloud of dust team with great defense for years and years, you know, and then he evolved with the times, you know, because like all of a sudden Alabama became the school that was, you know, all these great pro players, you know, running backs and wide receivers and quarterback, like he started like he changed with it and then still maintained like the top spot.
And not only that, bro, he had 4 Heisman Trophy winners. I thought, you know, you always thought Bear Bryant was going to be the greatest coach because he had 6 national championships, but I was reading yesterday, he had like 6 national championships in like 27 years or 25 years.
Right.
This guy had 7 in 17. So he obviously, you know, surpassed him. And now they're saying they offered the job to Dan Lanning, who isn't he from the Saban Learning Tree or no?
No, you didn't hear what happened?
No.
No, they hired DeBoer today, the Washington coach.
Oh, did
they? A few hours ago. He just became Alabama's coach.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
And that happened really quick because we were talking about Dan. Yeah. Well, people were talking about Dan Lanning. Then literally like 2.5-3 hours ago, people say that DeBoer is trying to finalize the contract. Then an hour later, they said DeBoer's the coach.
Yeah.
So,
well, Dan Lanning said he was going to stay with Detroit anyways. But all names were coming up there. Kirby Smart, Urban Meyer, Deion Sanders. And they had to get a coach quick.
He wasn't going to leave. There's no way Kirby Smart is going to leave for Georgia, go to Alabama. No way.
All right. Well, his name was discussed, but I will say this: he had to get a coach quick because the one already 5-star recruit had already decommitted, and they were afraid others were going to do the same.
Right. You just example. You just like this. Here's a perfect example. I just want to read some. This is some people.
Yeah,
right.
Go ahead.
To show you how good this guy is. Okay. This is the. I'm just going to start reading you some names on the 2020. Alabama roster. Okay.
Right.
All right.
Ridiculous.
Well, Brian Robinson Jr. starting running back for the Washington Redskins. Devontae Smith starting running back, starting wide receiver for the Philadelphia Eagles. John Metchie III. He's like one of the best fullbacks in the league. Bryce Young and Mac Jones, 2 pro quarterbacks, were on the team at the same time. Jalen Waddle. Jaden Waddle. You know, just bro, it's just a who's who.
Every year,
15 to 20 guys in the NFL every year. Yeah. So it's like ridiculous.
Well, he always had he had a top 3 recruiting class. You know,
I want to say something too real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think one of the things that frustrated him And right. maybe like he said, he gets
was the NIL and the portal, the transfer portal.
Well, and Kirby started getting a lot of the guys that he was recruiting. Like they were, they started competing for the same recruit because like he never had trouble competing against Mark Richt. Like Mark, right. you know the Georgia right, you know like Alabama's recruiting class was always number one until Mark Richt came along and he was just out recruiting.
You're right.
I think that maybe when you get older, you kind of like losing guys to the other guy. It just gets that you can't beat. You know, I don't know. It's just kind of frustrating, I guess. So, and maybe the fact that he did beat them, kind of like you know that was. I finally
plus, beat bro. Them again. Right, you can only imagine the fat check he's going to get as a commentator. You know what I'm saying? It's a way easier life. You know, that's a grind, as you know. That's like being a wrestler. That's a fucking grind. You know, you got to babysit fucking, I don't know how many, you know, football players and assistant coaches and alumni and recruiting and traveling and speeches and prepping. And it's a bitch. He's 72. You know, he did. And bro, but even more, not as surprising, but it's sad because he still had a year left. Bill Belichick, you know, and it looks like, you know, somebody will pick him up. But that's incredible because you never thought that that would happen. But, you know, they finished the season 4-13. He had three mediocre years after Tom Brady left, you know.
And it just seems. It begs a question, you know, that.
But they needed both. They needed both because you can always say, was Phil Jackson, if he wouldn't have been with the Lakers where they had won. I mean, at the end of the day, even Tom Brady came out and say it. I would not be who I am if it wasn't for Belichick. And, you know, Belichick was great because a great thing he did is he made everybody. He was just great at game planning, you know.
Right.
And he was the best at that.
And cheating. Let's not forget that.
Well,
I wonder what his legacy is going to be for the spiking and stuff, you know? So, I think he'd get to pass it. It's so good, right?
Yeah. And you know what's so funny? Because, he was always great at having great defenses also and picking just great players, you know, that nobody wanted, whether it was Randy Moss or whoever. But I couldn't believe this. The Commanders came out straight up and said, we don't want him. I'm like, really? You just got rid of Ron Rivera, who was there for like 4 years and never had a winning record. And you wouldn't be interested in Bill Belichick? That was weird to me.
Maybe not. Okay. Cause Ron Rivera, you look at Ron Rivera, Bill Belichick, they're kind of like old school cats.
Right.
And maybe like a lot of these owners are looking at these new school guys like Mike McDaniel, Sean McVay, young. Right. They're looking at the younger analytics type guys and thinking like, you know, maybe that's the way we want to go, you know, for our future. Which that's
Well, you know what? I hope that guys like Belichick and Vrabel and stick it up their ass because I still believe a lot in Belichick.
And Ron Rivera, I think, is not a bad
No, coach. He's still a good – bro, you know, let me ask you a question because I went down a little rabbit hole on Atlanta Falcons the other day because I knew we were going to talk. Do you think that they should have fired the coach?
Absolutely, yeah. Okay. Yeah, that guy was married to – like Desmond Ritter was his guy.
He went and he was a complete blazer.
He was going to run that his offense with his quarterback and everything, and he stunk. You know, he just did too many turnovers. The guy wasn't that good. So,
well, you know, he
crashed and burned with it. So.
He did get a lot out of Kyle Pitts, right?
The guy had the most
yards ever for a tight end besides Mike Ditka. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Kyle Pitts. Where'd you hear that?
Yeah, for a tight end in his rookie season. Yeah.
Oh, his rookie season, but yeah. But,
yeah.
But he was.
Well,
like
you act like he's not a great player.
No, but I'm just saying he's a decent tight end. He's definitely not like a top five tight end in the NFL right now. Like,
well, he's only in his second year, dude. Let him progress.
He was a number four pick in the draft. Is the whole point,
right?
You know, this guy wasn't like a, you know, like a. He was like.
Let me ask you a question because I was reading this thing. Do you think that he also relied too much on older players like Patterson and Gallman and like that? No,
no, okay. Patterson didn't play much. He just had his offense that he ran in Tennessee and he brought it here, and it's just, you know, he just had a lot of perplexing decisions. You know.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FACE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FACE. Enjoy.
Conan.
What up? Boom. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, the holiday season is upon us. And for many of us, it means we're going to have 12. Right. Well, for many of us, it means we're going to have 12 cheat days of Christmas when it comes to our diet. But don't freak out. Our friends at Legacy Sports Nutrition have got you covered with Carb Defender. Now, Carb Defender is an amazing supplement that you take before you eat a high-carb meal to help reduce the negative effects of excessive carbohydrates. The holiday season is a perfect time to have some Carb Defender on hand so you don't lose all the progress you made in the gym. Combine Carb Defender with our best-selling Fat Burner X-Lean 5 for an ultimate fat burning experience that'll be ready to attack 2024 in your best shape ever. Go to LegacySubs.com and use code K100 to get a 10% discount and help the show. K100 is the most used discount code at LegacySubs.com. We're very proud of our K100 fan for supporting Legacy and taking pride in their bodies. I'll be honest with you. Every holiday season, starting around Thanksgiving and stuff like that, I always put on about 5 to 10 pounds because I cheat far too much. So I have actually recently ordered my Carb Defender and the X-Lean 5. And come March, the weight will be back off. A little bit of exercise. Keep the diet clean. Legacy Subs combined with good diet and exercise can't be healthy.
Well, this is one, they've been with us for years now. We've been doing, you know, great business with them. One of the biggest selling items is that natural testosterone booster. A lot of people have been really putting that over.
I hear about it all the time in the Discord, and just people on Twitter will hit me up and say, thanks for, you know, the recommendation and all that. People really dig this stuff.
It increases your strength, your energy, and your libido, improves sleep and well-being. And a lot of people really like the TESX9. What do you like, Joe?
I actually took Nick's advice, and I did add the Carb Defender. So I do the Carb Defender with the X-Lean 5 now. And between that and the other dieting stuff I'm doing and getting a little more exercise, you know, I feel tremendous. And sleep's better, and it makes you feel better overall. You drop a couple pounds. You don't realize, hey, that's why my back hurt, you know, or something like that. So this stuff has been a big help.
All right. So, you know, we always try to look after your well-being and your hygiene and your health. This is another example. Sponsor's been with us for a while. By the way, for those of you in the know, Nick Aldis is still on probation. That will never change. And get your supplements at Legacy Supps. Boom.
It's LegacySupps.com.
Boom. Plus, I was also reading that he had a lot of dead cap space because of Matt Ryan and Julio Jones, and they couldn't spend a lot of money. Is that
right?
Is that my right?
Well,
they
had the money to spend this year, and then, you know, they were decent for a bit, but it's like, you know, I don't know.
Who would you like?
I wouldn't mind Belichick.
Belichick.
Well, here's the thing. Okay, I don't care who you get as a coach. Teams need a quarterback. You know, if you bomb on a quarterback, your team is going to suck. Perfect example: look at the Houston Texans and the Carolina Panthers. Carolina, you could have had Chris Stroud. They didn't. And when somebody was talking, it was funny. Like, if you look at Chris Stroud and Bryce Young standing next to each other, and they're two like equal, and you'd think they're equal picks. One of them is like 5'10", 190 pounds. The other guy's 6'3", 240.
Right.
And like, you look at this, like, why would you take that little, the smaller guy instead of that guy that looks like a grown man? You know, and it's just, you know, because like size doesn't.
You just never know.
Yeah. Right.
But you just never know. And so I was kind of surprised a little bit of Tennessee, because Vrabel's always over delivered everywhere he's gone, you know, and they didn't get shit for him either. I was reading that they said that, oh, it would take too much time. Can you imagine the San Francisco 49ers saying, oh, well, we don't have enough time and we're just going to give you Kyle Shanahan, or the Ravens saying that with John Harbaugh? You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
I couldn't believe they kind of kicked them to the curb like that. Did you?
Yeah, I was surprised because he's still a decent coach. He's like still has good.
Yeah,
like he's still a good. Like if you gamble, he's still one of the best coaches in the league as an underdog. So like so they're
bro, and
the
they all, and not only that, bro. Remember this, Glenn? They almost beat Cincinnati the year they went to the Super Bowl, and they beat the Ravens the year the Ravens were like 14-2.
Right.
In the playoffs.
Right.
I mean, I was kind of surprised. That's all I got to say. That right. did surprise me. How about Pete Carroll? A lot of guys out.
Oh, they're old.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
These guys,
that's what it is.
They're
not winning. They're not winning. Yeah. He's the oldest guy. He's 72 years old and he's the only guy that ever brought a Super Bowl to Seattle. But yeah, that's probably it. They're bringing in the young guys.
Yeah.
I want to read this to you because I'm sure you've read it, but for the people that haven't heard it, I thought this was kind of funny and eye opening. So the whole McAfee, you know, Kimmel, all that. So it says McAfee announced Aaron Rodgers Tuesday season 4 is done as his staff applauded. There will be a lot of people that will be happy with that, myself included, to be honest. With the way it ended, it got real loud. I'm happy that this is not going to be my mentions going forward, which is great news. Aaron Rodgers is a Hall of Famer. He's a four-time MVP. He's a massive piece of the NFL story. Whenever you go back and tell it, he will be a huge part of it. We are very lucky to get a chance to chat with him and learn from him some of his thoughts and opinions, though they do piss off a lot of people. And I'm pumped that this is no longer going to be a every single Wednesday of my life, which it has been the last few weeks. McAfee ultimately apologized for a show's role in the flap, saying, "I can understand why Kimmel, a fellow Disney employee, would be upset." Rodgers himself appeared on McAfee's show seemingly for the final time on Tuesday, where he responded to Kimmel's comments by pivoting to a discussion about the COVID vaccine. In the middle of the flap, McAfee also claimed that a top ESPN executive, Norby Williamson, was attempting to sabotage his show. "On Friday, I obviously threw us in the fire as well," McAfee quipped about the incident, adding that he will forever stand by that. So, you know, the thing with Norby is that he went to the New York Times, I think it was, and he was saying he was leaking information, and they found out that he had leaked information of other people before. And you can tell that he was doing it because they didn't fire McAfee, but they also didn't fire Norby.
Well, you're missing the whole punchline of the story.
Which one?
He brought Aaron Rodgers back 2 days later. So Rodgers came back on the show after everything. Like, so and this is the thing too, is like, but all they did was talk the football playoffs. Okay.
Right.
And like, you know, that, and then that's where that's the thing is like, they brought Aaron Rodgers on, and the same thing that happened with, like, you know, the same argument that other people would have on the other side is, you know, the Colin Kaepernick stuff, right? It got
right.
the conversation. It polarized people because everybody, sports kind of unifies people, but you're getting into conversations that are polarizing people. And the last thing you want to do is like discussions where like the fans of one team are, you're splitting them down the middle because you're talking about stuff that polarizes like a team's fans. Fans want to be polarized because other teams are their enemies, you know, because this is competition and everything. So when the conversation got into politics and stuff and everything, it just got, you know, a lot of people, it's like the conversation went haywire. Well, this is like supposed
well,
to be
well, not,
a sports talk show. You know,
and
that's
just
like,
that
you know,
disco. It reminds us of my show, because listen to our show, because listen to this. He goes, over the last week, we have certainly given them a lot of stuff to get mad about and become loud about. We've messed up in that particular aspect, McAfee said. I mean, we're a conversation show. People are having conversations. We live in a country that has freedom of speech, but also you're going to have to deal with the consequences of your freedom of speech. Like, we right. go through that shit too.
100%.
Yeah.
But the gist of it is right. that, you know, when he got off topic from his like mission statement for his show, is that's when it started getting, that's when you start bringing people that aren't fans of the show. You bring attention to a show and they just criticize everything. You know, oh, like he's a lunatic, conspiracy, like it gets all those people involved. My whole thing with this was, you know, because Madden was like, you know, on a rant that like, you know, Rodgers should be fired. He slandered Jimmy Kimmel and stuff. And my whole thing was like, you know, but the thing is like Madden doesn't watch his show. I was like, man, Marco was like, no, I don't watch Aaron Rodgers and Pat McAfee. So I right. couldn't care less what the guy is saying on the show. I know free speech and everything. People get an outrage, but it's like, that doesn't bother me. You know, because I don't watch the show. You know, yeah. So it's like, so there's a whole bunch of people that don't
but
watch
the problem
show.
Is, but the problem is, the right, problem yeah. is, you know, he came out and he alluded to the fact that when the Epstein list came out, he was going right. to be worried, well, saying he's a pedophile. And then, well of course, you're going to be pissed, you know. And
here,
yeah.
in his defense, there's the only right. thing is like everybody's saying, right. oh, just, he's just like, wait, time out. I can see where he's coming from because wow. there's, you know, where there's smoke that's fired. I won't say this is smoke, but if you light a match, there's a little bit of smoke right. that comes out, right?
Right.
Bro, Jimmy Kimmel's best friend was Epstein's chef.
Oh, that's right. Okay. You said that the other day.
Right. Yeah. So it's like, you know, okay, maybe he's saying that because, like, you know, okay, maybe Jimmy Kimmel's involved because his best friend's involved
yeah,
with
him. Yeah, maybe he was right. there and he didn't know any better.
I'm just saying, him just saying that, people forget that that's why, you know, that's probably why he
yeah,
said
Yeah, but
that.
A lot of people don't right. even know that, though. Yeah.
Right. And then they get
Yeah, he should have said that.
Like,
yeah.
Right, right. Right. But that's why. So that's, right. you know, that's why Jimmy Kimmel, he thinks, might have a, because, bro, because you understand. Yeah.
But it got heated because Kimmel even said, I don't expect this guy to give me an apology because I've been just buried.
But,
him, you know?
But see, well, ask Jimmy Kimmel, because Jimmy yeah. Kimmel went on his show for
yeah, and
a
did a
while
rant.
and buried Aaron well, Rodgers repeatedly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So well. So the funny thing about this was the way I look at it, Aaron Rodgers gets a receipt in on him, and everybody's right. outraged he gets his receipt in on him. It's like, well, dude, the guy, just imagine if somebody just tortured you for a while.
Yeah,
like,
right. And then I came back, and then they bury me, right? Yeah.
First, your only comment, right?
Right.
So like, right. And then they bury you for it. Like, Jesus Christ, man. Well, whatever. So, yeah.
Sounds like a Get My Go story.
Right. I'd like to know, honestly, with the conversation of Pat and Aaron.
If you repeat the show, I'm going to suspend you off the rest of the show.
All right.
So, I'd like to know the conversation they had that where Aaron convinced him to bring him back on. I said, bro, let's just come on and talk sports. It probably was that simple. Like,
right, because
cool.
and they
like,
probably yeah. and they probably, you know, they probably didn't want to talk about that anymore, bro. You know, it was distracting from the show. You know,
right. sports show. Right.
Right. Exactly.
So let's go. Yeah.
Well, I just want to talk about this. Everything kind of like that you expected to happen last week happened in the games, except the fact that the Green Bay won their game. Took away everything, like all those other teams that were playing that you thought they might have had a chance to get in the playoffs. Seattle, Falcons, Saints, and when Tampa Bay won, Falcons and Saints got in. The surprising Correct. Result was the Titans beat the Jaguars. The Jaguars lost everything because the Steelers went into Baltimore with no Lamar Jackson and they won that game. Conan,
what up,
gentlemen across the nation? I have an urgent message for you. This episode is brought to you by Manscaped. The brand that took your balls to space is now launching them into the Ultrasphere, introducing the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. Feature new cutting-edge design and next-generation dual skin-safe blade heads for different shaves. It's pretty much a spaceship. Take your boys downstairs to the next level. Join the 9 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with the brand-new Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra by going to manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping with the code K100. High-tech for low places. Manscaped. So we've been using this product. It's like our favorite product. All of our listeners probably heard this ad before. For all the new ones, you got to get with Manscaped. Every man knows how scary it is when going for a close shave below the waist. Like, you get a nick down there and it's trouble.
Ouch.
That's why I trust Manscaped for all my sensitive areas. I'm lucky to be one of the first to try the new Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. And say it's a game changer is an understatement. This fifth generation trimmer features two next-gen interchangeable skin-safe blade heads, a standard trimmer blade for taking a little off the top, and a new foil blade to go for that smooth finish whenever your heart desires. No more wet shaving down there? Count me in. This bad boy also features dual LED spotlights to provide contrast of multiple skin tones, so you can shed some light on your darkest places. We're talking three lane-setting combos for all your desired lanes, and oh, did I mention this trimmer is waterproof too? Use in the shower or the bathtub. Manscaped has you covered. This puppy comes with a travel case and even a travel lock feature to avoid any accidental powering and or weird looks in the airport. Right? So, we can't describe how cool this product is and what they give you. It's very modern looking, fair price. This right here is on the cutting edge of cutting pubes. Upgrade your ball trimmer and your life will follow. You got to try this product. You get 20% off plus free shipping with the code K100manscaped.com. That's 20% off. If you're spending $100 on something, $20 is a pretty good chunk of change as a discount, right? So that's 20% off plus free shipping with the code K100 at manscaped.com. Your balls have been through enough. Time to go ultra with Manscaped.
Now, as you said, we've been with Manscaped for a while. They stay on K100 because our listeners have come through and have purchased some of the products. What isn't in the copy or we haven't said is that the K100 code, 20% off and free shipping, is like in perpetuity. So a lot of guys subscribe and then get their monthly spray and monthly blades and whatever they subscribe to. But every time your order comes with your subscription, you get the same 20% off and the same free shipping.
Right. And the great thing about this, everything they do is high quality. They also have a really good deodorant, you know, a shampoo, a body wash. The trimmer itself, the 5.0, is incredible because it's already the fifth generation. Like, it's almost like every year they come out with something new and better. Mm-hmm. And believe me, this is great because you don't just use it for your nether regions. You can use it on your arms. You can use it under your arms. You can use it on your face, your chest, your hair. You know, get two of them so you can, you know. And it's a great product. Stay clean, stay groomed. All at manscaped.com. Boom. And not only that, the worst part is, if I remember correctly, they had like a 4th-and-1 or a 4th-and-2 Jacksonville, and the guy dropped the pass. Remember?
Yeah, right in his hands.
Yeah.
So then the Bills were facing a do or die at Miami. So the win and you win the division, lose and you're out of the playoffs. And that was like, bro, four or five weeks ago, you would have looked at these standings and say, oh, they got no shot at that. Like, how are they going to win the division? Then they had a good run down the end, and Miami just, you know, they had injuries. Tyreek got hurt. The running backs got hurt, you know, and stuff. And now they're not just that.
They're two top edge rushers, Jalen Phillips from the University of Miami via USC, Chubb, Waddle, Mostert. They had a lot of guys out, man. Those are fucking studs. Yeah,
I want to go over the wild card games this weekend because I have the. I did some. Been listening to a couple podcasts, like fantasy podcasts and stuff.
Can you write these down, Joe, so we can check them out next week?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Go ahead.
Okay, so there's a lot of interesting stats here. Okay.
Right.
Cool. Let me get this. Let me pull this up, Joe. Pause this, Joe, because I gotta pull up a stat here.
Oh yeah, it's all right. I take out any silence and shit like that. It's good. I go through everything.
All right. I'm going to read you this. So, Joe, this first game is very interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Because Joe Flacco
is like number
five all time in playoff wins for quarterbacks.
Right.
Okay. And you know, that like he's had more than Troy Aikman. Right. So everybody's looking at CJ Stroud. He's a stud, you know, stuff for the other, but I'm going to read you some stats here. Quarterbacks starting their first playoff game in the NFL have gone just 10-21. Right.
Right.
When they're playing as an underdog, okay, which they are this week, and they're a 2.5-point underdog, they're 7-24.
Right.
Right. And when they're not playing another rookie quarterback, they're 18-42 all time of rookie quarterbacks in playoff games. Now, CJ Stroud is the youngest player to have the touchdown to interception ratio that he had this year. It was like 23-5 or something like that. Great, incredible run, right? But CJ Stroud, like these advanced metrics against man coverage, he's the 31st worst quarterback in the league against man coverage. He kills zone defense, but he can't. But it kind of makes sense because he doesn't turn the ball over when you're playing man and you got to hit tight passing, think you don't really risk interceptions, so you throw a lot of incompletions because that you don't want to turn the ball over. And that's why Cleveland's favored in this game. You wouldn't think they would be because Houston looks pretty good, but like this is going to be a very interesting one. I got Cleveland.
This is what I think. I think Stroud is one of the greatest rookie quarterbacks I've ever seen, and he's about to go into the upper echelon. But we all know the playoffs is a whole different monster. And also remember, the Cleveland Browns' biggest strength is their defense, especially their pass defense, which has allowed the fewest yards of any team in the NFL. Bro, that front seven is ridiculous. Myles Garrett is there. And he's got to get that ball out of his hand quickly. It's going to be a long night. I'm going to pick the upset also because they're at home, aren't they? At Houston?
Yeah, they're underdogs, but they're at home. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm picking Cleveland.
Yeah, I got Cleveland.
Well, no, Cleveland's favored. Houston's the underdog.
Yeah, well, I got Cleveland.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, cool. All right. So the next game is Miami at Kansas City. Cody, I'm going to read you something. Okay, you're Miami fan. Right. You're hoping for the best for this team, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
6 degrees. 40%
right. We're terrible in cold weather. Right.
And 16 mile an hour winds. Right. Bro, I'm sorry. Miami has zero chance in this game.
I was reading this thing where they showed all the coldest games Miami's been in, and they lost every single one of them. Okay.
By considerable margin, too. It's like
right. But you know what? I'm a real fan. I'm going to ride and die with my boys, and I'm going with them. And that's okay. That Mostert and Waddle are questionable.
Right. Yeah, they got Chubb out. This is not a good,
No.
Yeah. All right, sorry. So the next game on Sunday starts off with the Steelers and the Bills. The Bills are like a 9.5-point favorite, but this game is going to have. Let me get this weather report. The weather in this is good. Do you remember that game with Kansas City?
But they're both cold weather teams, so I don't think it's going to affect any of them.
Yeah, but okay. The one thing that affects dadgummit, this stupid cursor on this freaking thing. Hang on a minute. All right. So there was a game played recently. Remember that New England Buffalo game that was the weather was atrocious and New England literally only attempted two passes in the entire game. But Josh Allen in that game threw 30 passes, right? Which is crazy. Okay. But tomorrow or Sunday morning, let me see these conditions. You're going to be. All right. So they're expecting, it's going to be 21 degrees, okay, with 15 to 20 mile an hour winds. It might snow with gusts up to 40 to 50 miles an hour. So your kicking game is going to be non-existent. They may not even be attempting any field goals or extra points. Your passing game is going to be null and void. So this is just going to be a smash mouth running game with Josh Allen with a lot of carries. But bro, I like the way that Pittsburgh played a similar game in these conditions last week. It was ugly weather, and Najee Harris looks like he's built for this type of game. You know, like a bad weather and stuff. And like, so I don't think they're going to win the game. But this is going to be very close game. Yeah, go ahead.
Not only that, Glenn, these aren't the same Pittsburgh Steelers before Mason Rudolph took over that had one of the worst offenses in the league. I mean, he's really turned that team around. Listen to this. In the first two games that he played, he averaged 32 points, 432 total yards against Cincinnati and Seattle, and then had 289 total yards when they beat the Ravens last week, which was horrendous weather, bro. You know, but I still got the Bills.
He's the number one for quarterbacks that have attempted 75 or more passes this year. He's the number his stats are the number one quarterback in the league.
But I would not be surprised with a Pittsburgh upset.
The only problem with Mason Rudolph here is the weather's not conducive to passing, so they're not going to throw the ball.
Weather was really bad last week, and he still passed for 290. So
we're both taking the Bills, right?
Yes. So Mike McCarthy's coaching against his old team, the Packers. Dallas has scored at least 30 points in every home game this year. So this is definitely going to be a fun shootout offense. This is going to be a good game. But the one thing about Dallas is in the playoffs, they've been a terrible favorite. So they're 7-point favorites. They don't usually cover the spread in the playoffs. Jordan Love is coming, looking pretty good there. Like the last 6-7 weeks of season, this is going to be a shootout. I'm taking the Cowboys just because they're at home, But I could absolutely see the Packers upsetting them here because Mike McCarthy, you're just like, if you're a Cowboy fan, you're praying the guy doesn't do something stupid. But history has shown the playoffs, this guy
that
like
they always do
does something stupid. Right. So I was like, you know, that's going to be like the dramatic storyline of that game. You know,
every non-Dallas Cowboy fan, which includes me, loves when they lose. Okay, yes. they had the second best point differential after the Ravens. Okay,
right.
They had probably the best offense, top five defense, but I'm still going with Green Bay.
Right. You know what's going to be funny, too, is the sports books are going to be very fun on Sunday afternoon because there's tons of Packers fans. There's tons of Cowboys.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Fans. You know, right. So that's going to be a good like atmosphere. You know, like so.
Really good.
It's always
atmosphere.
Fun in the all the brothers in the South Point Sportsbook. There's this, it's funny watching these people watch a game because they're loud, they're yelling at each other.
Right. Touchdown.
Well, all the guys that come in there that look like pimps and stuff and everything are always like the loudest guy. You know, like that's always a funny
all
scene.
All the players.
And it's all like everybody's laughing. Yeah. It's a good atmosphere.
So everybody's got Dallas.
Yes. All right. So here's my.
I got Green Bay.
Oh, you do?
Oh, really?
Are you not listening?
Right.
I hate Dallas.
Just because you hate them. Yeah, you're right. All right. I got it.
Yo, guess what?
What up?
K100 with Conan and Disco is brought to you by Get Blitzed.
Yes.
Want to hear about it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Get Blitzed was created by Mickey Ray Sinatra from Mothug South, plus Courtney. She's the brains of the operation. The big product here, the number one seller, is their nano-infused THC syrup. This is the real deal THC, not the garbage they sell in the gas stations. It's very potent, like THC on steroids, like super potency, and has a 5 to 15 minute onset with as little as a teaspoon. And it's perfect for the weekend, relaxing, for a party. There's no hangover. You can take the teaspoon by itself, or you can mix it with water, soda, juice, energy drink, whatever you want. Flavors like cherry and grape are both delicious either way. So you can go to getblitz.com, that's getblitze.com, and use the code K100, that's K100, to get 15% off. That's not, that's a pretty decent little discount there. I tried it, incredibly relaxing. I used to sometimes, after work, I would do a shot of bourbon after work to like wind down before I go to sleep. That's all I do now is get blitzed. Mm-hmm. Relaxing, chill, it's perfect.
What do you usually drink it with?
I just drink it out of the thing. I just do a shot.
Wow.
It's hardcore.
Not really. It's just like a quick little, quick split. Like, I know what a teaspoon is.
Yeah, yeah.
So
drink a teaspoon of it. Yeah.
Right,
I like to mix it.
Right.
How about you, Joe?
I mixed the cherry one with Coke or Sprite. And actually, I'll have a gummy or something here and there. I'm not a big smoker, but. The Get Blitzed, I've already ordered my second bottle. It's that enjoyable. You put your little spoon into a glass of soda and you're just sipping, relaxing, playing a game or even editing or anything. And it works, dude. You chill. And I wound up doing it a few nights a week. It's good stuff.
I can't imagine anybody that tries this won't have 100% satisfaction from the product. So if you're looking to up your game and avoid low quality imitations with shady ingredients, check out Get Blitzed now at getblitze.com. That's getblitze.com and use our code K100 to get 50% off. Order, enjoy, and let us know on Twitter or at k100questions@gmail.com how your experience was. That's 50% off with the code K100 at getblitz.com.
You just want to get baited, you just want to relax, or you just want to get blitzed? Boom. GetBlitz.com.
The next game, Sean McVay. The Rams were supposed to only win like six games this year, right? Their preseason right. win total. Okay,
right. So Sean McVay, on a winning streak.
Well, yeah. the guy's a good coach. He got challenged. You know, like right. like he was kind of like stale as a coach for a couple years, and then all of a sudden it's like we're supposed to suck this year. Well, let me show you what happens, right? They're my dark horse to go to the Super Bowl because of the pedigree here. Yeah, they've already gone with him, and they're playing a Lions team that lost one of their most important players. Laporta, the tight end, went down and is not going to play, and he was a very important part of their offense. And bro, the Rams offense, when all those guys are healthy, they're the number three offense in the league. With Kyren Williams and their offensive line, and they just, bro, they're healthy. This is my I'm picking them to win this game. I think they're going to go on a run here in the playoffs. I think they can beat San Francisco next week too if they win this game and have to play them if they're scheduled to play that team next week. But I love the Rams here.
I would agree with everything you've said. It's sad that this is the first home playoff game for Detroit in like 30 years, and they're going to play against one of the greatest players of all time. You know, who's now playing for the other side. And, you know, Matthew, you know, he's been excellent in the last seven games. He's got 16 touchdowns and four interceptions.
Well, bro, and this narrative is fantastic because you have the quarterbacks of the two former teams playing against each other on the new teams.
Right. And you got to think that. Right. You got to think that Goff wants to get a little revenge because he got replaced by, you know, Stafford. But right. I'm all in on the Lions, bro. I agree with everything you said with the Rams. Yeah, I'm going to go Lions.
Okay, so this is interesting.
I'm going Lions, too.
All right. So this is interesting. So on Monday, the Eagles are at the Buccaneers, and the Eagles have lost. Right. How many they lost in a row? Four in a row? Or something? Like, they've looked terrible, right?
Yeah, like four in a row.
Five or six.
I can't understand. They're a three-point favorite on the road in this game. And nothing from the past like month you've seen to these teams would think that why is Philadelphia favored in this game? And I just don't know what. Maybe it's because Baker hurt his ankle and not saying how bad it is. And maybe the lines makers know that he's hurt more than he's leading on to be. But this is going to be a.
Let me just say this: if Nick Sirianni loses this game, I think they fire him.
That's
because the way they started and the way they're ending. But I think if they have any pride, if they have any fucking pride at all, they get it all together and they beat Tampa. I'm gonna go with the Eagles on this, believe it or not.
I'm taking Tampa.
All right.
The Eagles, I think, are just washed. So
yeah. And no matter the sport, I don't think you've ever picked a Philadelphia team in any game. Like the Phillies in the playoffs, you picked against them every time the year they went to the series, you know.
Okay, so you and me are avid football watchers, and obviously whoever's listening to the sports is too. I want to give you a couple numbers here of football ratings. Just to show how massive this really still is. Okay. Listen to this, Glenn. Thursday night football averaged 17.9 million viewers, tied for the second highest since averages were first tracked in 1995.
On Prime Video?
On Prime. Can you believe that? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And they say that one of the reasons is that.
I'm going to give a sidebar here for wrestling.
Yeah,
I heard a clip of Meltzer talking about the TV rights deals going forward. Like where is WWE going to end up? Dave actually said this. He said that, you know, the ratings on Thursday night on Prime, he goes, you know, they're obviously considerably lower than the network numbers.
Right.
That does not sound. That does not sound like true.
No.
I think he got that. Yeah. So right. Yeah.
Prime's a step ahead of like your Netflix or Disney because Prime You get Prime, you get to watch the NFL, and you get your packages in 2 days, and you get all these movies.
Right,
like it's shopping. All in one price. Yeah.
Right, yeah. It's a part of your shopping app. It's like, you know, right?
No one else
but just to show you, just to show you how streaming is starting to kick ass, listen to this. Showing the power of streaming, the median age of Prime Video's audience was 48.5, 6.9 years younger than the average median age of viewers watching the NFL on Sunday, 55.
Huh. Yeah, I'm the average age of the NFL viewer these.
Yeah, that's weird that younger people aren't watching it as much as you would think, probably because we grew up with it and they grew up with other sports.
This is scary. Considerably less younger people are playing it.
Right.
So the future of football is questionable. You just had the California just had this law come out. They want to ban tackle football for kids under 12 years old.
Wow.
Okay, so it's like, you know, when you see these trends start happening, like, you know, all of a sudden,
well, pretty bro, Obama said if I had a kid, I wouldn't let him play. If I had a son, I wouldn't let him play football. That and he's a sports fan.
Yeah, that shit adds up, now, you know.
So here's another one. Wow. Monday Night Football had its best season since 2000, averaging 17.36 million viewers across ESPN, ESPN2, and ABC. Most of that increase, though, can be attributed to the Hollywood writers and actors strike. With no new or original fall programming, ABC was able to broadcast all 18 weeks of the regular season, or 11 more compared to last year. CBS averaged 19.35 million, its most watched regular season since its return to the network in 1998. The Thanksgiving Day game between the Washington Commanders and Dallas Cowboys was the most watched regular season game on any network, averaging 41 million. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Can you believe that number?
Absolutely. But then the other thing, too, about Monday Night Football this year, they gave them a lot better games than they have over the past few years, because a lot of Monday Night Football games were stinkers. You know,
right.
Plus they actually gave them the opportunity to flex out games when they had a crappy game that they could take one of the other games and put on Monday Night like they did with Sunday Night Football, like right. Late in the year that they could do. So that obviously helped. But having it on all the platforms helped. And plus the demanding cast probably helped, too.
And let me give you two more stats. Saturday Night Football, NBC Sunday Night Football. Average 21 million. The top game was September 7th opener between Detroit Lions and Kansas City Chiefs, which drew 27 million. But here's the wildest one. Listen to this. Fox, okay? This is the best performance in the 4:25 p.m. Eastern EST late game since 2015. Listen to this. Despite blowouts on 7 of the 10 dates.
Yeah.
Holy shit. And you know what was their top game? Top game of the year for them was also Thanksgiving contest between Green Bay Packers and Detroit Lions.
Yeah. But you just watch all of those channels and you watch and like it's obvious, it's pretty clear that Fox has the best production. Like if you're watching the Fox production and it's like they're just
not only their production, their halftime show is great. The guys that they have on the panel. Mm-hmm. You know, Jimmy Johnson, Terry Bradshaw, you know, like they just have a great crew there.
Right. And they're just, you know, like I said, they got that production machine working for them. So that it's like I said, the Fox game of the week is always like the number one best produced show on the week in the NFL.
Right. What do you think of just real quick? I wanted to bring up this NHL note. Did you see that hit on Bedard?
Yeah. Dirty.
Bro, yeah. How weird was it? How weird was it? Disco, when they first said he'd be out 1 week with a broken jaw.
But because guys have, you know, hockey players are different, bro. Like there's guys that play in the playoffs with broken ankles and shit and everything. Hockey player, they just tape him up, and you know, guys wear those face guards and stuff and everything. They're just.
But now they upgraded it. Now he's out 6 to 8 weeks. But I was like, when he first got hit, and I heard it was a broken jaw, and the way he got hit, there's no way this guy's coming back in a week.
Well, bro, just think of it. I'm not surprised at that, though, because you hockey players are built different. You watch these guys, and they literally...
Yeah, I know they're built different.
Well, here's the thing. They're, you know, they literally are fearless in going down and, like, blocking slap shots of guys right in front of them.
Right. Like, I know. That takes a lot of balls.
So it's just I got a cracked bone. Yeah. I got a broken thing.
They're wired differently. You know? You're right. You're right.
Exactly, you know?
You're right. Yeah.
So, yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
So... Did you see that game yesterday, the Celtics and Milwaukee?
No, but it was funny. We talked about how, you know, they got blown out, but on the same night, did you see that Oklahoma blew out Portland by 62 points? It was an historic night. They said the NBA, there hadn't been two games where two teams lost by that many points in the same night.
Right.
So that's so think about that.
But
right?
Boston had just come up. They were coming off a back-to-back. They had just beaten Minnesota, which was the best team in the West, in overtime. So they had tired legs. After halftime, he sat all the starters. But I guarantee you Boston has circled that date for the next time they come in.
I've already circled it the next time they play. I'm betting on them. Because they just get embarrassed. So you always want to take a stud team that gets embarrassed in their next game. You know, they always like, you know,
right. Right.
They always
they want revenge. Right.
Right.
So that's been their sports. Anything else?
Yeah, that's good.
All right. That's been our sports. If you got any questions, comments, opinions, or anything like that, send them to our mailbox at k100questions@gmail.com. Boom.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.